Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
We're just a couple of weeks away from Valentine's Day, and we actually started collecting our handmade Valentines from schools all over St. Louis and things like that, because we collect them and give them to nursing homes and senior citizen living facilities. Hannah and Kevin both stopped at different places, had much different experiences, I feel like. Kevin, yours went pretty smoothly.
Mine went smoothly because it's my alma mater, Marquette Catholic in Alton, and it's our good friend teacher Suzanne, and she has her Spanish class make the Valentines, and I met her on her prep period. She handed me some awesome Valentines.
46 of them,
yes,
to be exact.
Exactly, yeah. And they're really, really well done, as they were last year, too. But it's kind of neat because we now know a little bit more about our project than we did last year, because it was like in its infancy. And it's really, really amazing how these kids get it, these schools get it. It's just really, really awesome.
Yeah, these handmade Valentines are just made with so much love and attention to detail, and the senior citizens love receiving them. It really connects to two generations. Last year, we did almost 6,000.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to climb back up to that 6,000. We got 46 of them. Hannah went to the wrong school.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I did go to the wrong school. I went to Pathways High School in Belleville, Illinois. They had the middle school and the high school connected, and I knew it was an elementary school, but I saw a playground, so I was like, okay, I'll go in anyway. So then I felt like an intruder, but it was fine. And they directed me to the right school. I was 7 minutes away. Then I got to the correct school, but I couldn't get in because there was a pile of snow that like 12 feet high. So then I didn't know what to do, so I just kind of drove around aimlessly. But eventually I found Pathways Elementary School, and I met teacher Megan, got a ton of Valentines. I haven't counted mine out yet, but I know we have a big Brett Mega Show poster and then a huge bag of them. She said that the whole school got in on this.
That's awesome.
And it was amazing. Teacher Megan, she was a saint. It was so sweet to meet her. She said that she listens to us every single morning, and all the kids were so excited.
It's so cool because we go and hand collect these. We create these relationships with the schools and the teachers and the kids and all of that. And then we hand them to the senior citizens as well. So every step of the way, these Valentines are treated with care. Even if Hannah has to jump a snowbank or go to the wrong school and break in, we will do whatever it takes to get these Valentines for our seniors. So we appreciate you all making them.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So this might be a little extreme, but people really love their donuts. So if this is you, then here's a trick for you. A woman in Alabama actually gave birth in a Krispy Kreme parking lot last week. She and her son Dallas are doing great. The baby was delivered safely. No glaze got on the baby or anything. But that's Krispy funny. Kreme has actually stepped up and is giving them free donuts for a year since this woman gave birth to her son in the parking lot. And if that isn't good enough, they also offered to throw her son Dallas a birthday party every single year until he turns 18.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
So there you go. If you want to have free donuts, just go out of your way to make sure you have your baby in the parking lot of Krispy Kreme.
I mean, yeah. If you love donuts that much, definitely worth it.
Worth it. You just see a bunch of pregnant ladies just sitting there waiting.
Like, right.
It's going to happen sooner or later. And not a bad place to be if you're pregnant either.
No, really not.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Mega Show. If you could only choose one condiment to use the rest of your life, the rest just go away. We went to Lion's Choice the other day. You know, they have like a million different sauces. And my father-in-law, who's staying with us to do the home repairs, was like blown away how many sauces they got. And I was like, you know, we got to narrow it down to just one. You got to pick one condiment. It goes on everything. Burgers, fries, whatever.
Easy. Thousand Island. That is my stuff. I mean, my whole family knows. If I'm going anywhere, there's got to be a Thousand Island.
Hannah does love the Thousand Island, but are we going to put that on, like, everything?
I'd put it on a hot dog. I'd put it on my fries.
Hot dogs?
I'd put it on my burgers. I'd probably put it on a sub sandwich.
Really?
I don't care. If a place doesn't have Thousand Island, I will not be going. Like a restaurant?
I believe you.
I boycott it.
Yes, that's true.
Kevin, you know, one condiment.
That's tough. I'd almost have to go with the mayo ranch, you know, the mix.
Oh,
I think
the
that
mix.
That's probably
that's
the one.
That's two.
You can get it like, I don't know what it's called. Heinz has their own.
Yeah.
But I would have to do that because I'm torn between ketchup all the time and ranch, you know. I think that would probably be the perfect mix.
Mine's
ranch.
Ranch, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you can dip anything in ranch.
I was going to go ranch. Like if
ketchup, you can't dip anything in.
No, I would go ranch. Ranch is universal. But if I was going to go very specific, the Red Robin honey mustard is next level.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know. I'm not even like a big... If I were to rank my favorite condiments, honey mustard would be low on the list. But number one condiment is Red Robin's. Whatever that honey mustard is, I literally would just, I would like put it in my hair and like shampoo it.
Have you ever tried their campfire sauce?
I've heard the campfire sauce, but I've never tried the campfire sauce because I literally don't want anything I taste at Red Robin not to have the honey mustard on there. The fries, the burger, the chicken. I just want every bite to have, I put it in the soda. Like I want everything to have honey mustard. I feel like I would waste a bite at Red Robin.
Guys, we need to go to Red Robin.
I know. That made me like, let's just do it. Yeah.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we got 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy. So we put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines, and then you'll know everything that's trending. Hannah either tells me keep it moving, headline was good enough info, or she'll ask for more. Like the new report of the most successful and most financially successful companies in the world.
Okay, who's at the top? Because apparently it wasn't Walmart.
I felt like Walmart was a pretty good guess. I put you on the spot. Finished five, worth $137 billion. But there's a company that's worth $400+ billion more.
Amazon?
Amazon finished four. You're on a roll.
Okay.
Like 5-4.
Okay.
Tech companies now from three on out.
Apple?
Apple's number one. $575 billion is
it's
Apple.
It's crazy that Apple has more like revenue or whatever than Amazon.
Yeah.
Like think about how many people place an Amazon order every single day.
And not only does it have it, but $200 billion more.
Woo!
Apple is worth $200 billion more than Amazon. And then Microsoft is number two and Google number three.
Microsoft?
Yeah, Microsoft. If you want to avoid colds, do this. Someone in the room does it every single day.
Oh, what?
Take a bath. Kevin!
You know Kevin's what? The one that has illness in the home
exactly.
right now.
Exactly. I would be like, does it work? I don't think so.
Okay, according to Austrian research, a hot tub or a bath once a week reduces your chance of catching a cold by 50%.
Wow.
I really believe it with a hot tub. I've only been hearing good things about hot tubs recently.
I love a good hot
Maybe
tub.
Maybe I need to buy one.
like that's extreme, but I love it.
I mean, not that I have the money for it, but I love don't. It. Yeah. But maybe one day.
All dating experts, every single one of them agree this is the worst way to break up with someone.
Ooh, what?
Ghost them.
Oh, that makes is sense. Bad.
Yeah, they said it's ultimately the most selfish move. If you leave someone, you have to have a conversation. Ghosting is the worst way to break up with somebody.
Mm. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Joanne, how are you?
Good.
All right, Joanne, you feeling a win against Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
I hope so.
All right, Hannah's going to leave the room. We're going to ask Hannah and you the same five questions. Hannah, get the hell on out of here.
Well, I hope I have a win.
All right, Hannah's hopeful. There are a lot of sports questions. Don't worry, Hannah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, Joanne had the same reaction. So Hannah's slowly leaving the room. Joanne, I'll ask you five pop culture questions that are happening, a lot of which are sports related. And I'll ask Hannah the same questions. The tie will go towards Hannah, okay?
All right.
All right. We know who's playing in the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is set. Who is playing in the Super Bowl, Joanne?
The Chiefs and the Eagles.
Boom.
Nice.
One for one. How many Super Bowls are the Chiefs trying to win in a row?
Three.
Boom. Mm. Look at you. How many downs do you get in football to complete a first down?
Four.
Boom.
Whoa.
All right.
I learned all of this for Taylor Swift.
Good for you.
Good for you. Who did Kendrick Lamar announce that he will be joining him at the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God. It's either Tyler, the Creator, or SZA.
It is one of those. I'm just letting you know you're down to 50-50.
I'm going to say SZA.
Correct.
There we go.
Four for four.
God.
And name just one of the people they recently announced that are playing the Grammys.
Billie Eilish.
Boom. 5-4-5. Joanne didn't even hesitate.
That was crazy.
Damn. All right. Toughest.
I don't know how I did it.
Maybe the toughest competition yet. We'll see how Hannah does. In one song, Hannah has to be perfect.
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right. Hannah's walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. Joanne just got done answering five pop culture questions. Joanne was really, really quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, I walked out the door, and by the time I got out there, you were ready for me.
Yeah, basically. Joanne, tell her how many you got right.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Wait, actually?
Every one of them. And she barely hesitated. 5-5.
Holy cow.
Joanne basically works for ESPN because almost every question involves football in some sort of way. It involves the Super Bowl. So let's start. Same questions I just got done asking Joanne a song ago. Let's see how Hannah does. She has to get all of them correct. Has to be perfect. Who is playing in the Super Bowl?
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Boom. All right. One for one. How many Super Bowls are the Chiefs trying to win in a row?
Three.
To make history.
Going for the three.
Okay, Hannah.
All right.
Yeah.
How many downs do you get in football to complete a first down? The hesitation here now.
One.
One down. No. You just get one try.
First down, one down.
And then there's not a second down or a third down or a fourth down?
Fourth down.
There's four downs, Hannah, not just one. Okay. You know, you get more than
I blame time. The way you asked the question on that.
Joanne got it right.
Right, yeah.
Well.
Right.
Who did Kendrick Lamar announce is playing?
SZA.
And name just one of the people playing the Grammys.
Oh, playing at the Grammys? Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. 4-5, Hannah. Not Woo! Good enough for a win.
No.
Takes you more than just one attempt to beat Joanne. Congratulations, Joanne. You get the win against Hannah. You get to hear Hannah say it.
This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Joanne over football, of course.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. Over 75% of people have this, but less than half of these actually work.
So easy.
What do we got around that don't work?
Easy. I'm going to say batteries.
Batteries.
Ooh. Mm.
75% of us have batteries, and half of them don't even work.
They just rack up in the drawer. You're afraid to throw them away because your house will blow up.
You know, and I think this is something that uses batteries. I think it's a thermometer.
Thermometer. Everyone's 75% of us got a thermometer at the house, but
those use batteries? They're so skinny.
It depends on which ones you have. I mean, a lot of them are the electronic ones. We have an electronic one. It doesn't work because the batteries don't work.
All right.
Huh. Yeah. I'm going to say flashlights.
Someone got it correct. Batteries. Flashlights. What was your answer, AB?
Flashlights? Oh, literally, that wasn't right.
I said thermometer.
Thermometer. All right. Well, someone got it correct. That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Over 75% of people have this, but less than half of these actually work. I said one person in the room on the Brett Maga Show got it correct. Hannah, your guess was?
I said batteries.
Kevin?
I said a thermometer, the ones that use batteries.
And I said a flashlight.
It is a flashlight.
I mean, the text line was a clean sweep for the flashlight.
Everyone thought flashlight. Yeah, 75% of us have a flashlight. Well, we're going to use this when the electric goes out, power goes out. You grab the flashlight, you're like, oh, what the hell? It doesn't work.
My dad gave me that answer, so thanks, Dad.
Mega Minds.
Say you're out to dinner with your man, your husband, your boyfriend, and all of a sudden a stranger walks up to you, slips you a note.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Says, you can do better. What would your reaction be? Would it be like, wait, why? Thanks for the heads up. Would it be mind your own business? 314-531-9898. This happened with this, and it's happened a couple of times actually. So this woman in Dallas is posting this video that went viral that she was on a date with a guy and was dating. So this is multiple dates, not like the first date. Mm-hmm. But a couple of women went up to her, slipped her a note secretly, and looks at it and says, you can do better. And she was like, did something happen when I went to the bathroom? Mm-hmm. Are they trying to give me a heads up? Is this girl code? If you saw something, maybe you should see it. Hannah, would you say something if you felt like this woman was on a date with a guy who wasn't paying attention to her, was texting in the middle of it, was checking out the waitress, or you just like, not my business?
You know, I'm usually all about transparency and honesty and full communication. But in this instance, whoever slipped the note to that woman was completely wrong. I think you need to stay in your own lane. When it comes to this stuff, people are way more complex than like a first impression could be. So if you just saw him do one thing that you didn't like, the volume of sending such like a big thing as a note. And also, there's way better ways to approach it than sending a note. Like the anxiety I would feel to receive that note would be like reckoning for days for me. So I don't like any part of
this.
Well,
it's such a vague note. Like it's kind of giving you nothing. It's like, are you saying that because you think I'm pretty and they're ugly?
Right.
It's purely based on looks, or is it when I was in the bathroom, he literally cheated on me in front of you?
Okay. Like, so what if you did witness that? So let's take that. So let's move it into a more extreme.
Then I would rather the note say he's cheating on you. So then I can go directly to
him.
Do
you think that it should be a stranger's responsibility, though?
Like, no,
a
stranger? I do think you have to stay in your own lane.
All of a sudden, he's like, yeah, he's checking out the, you go to the bathroom, he's just checking out the waitress's butt.
Maybe.
That's not, I'm meaning like he kissed somebody else.
But what kind of restaurant do they go to? They just start making out with the waitress?
Brett's asking, would it be okay for a stranger to intervene?
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
You think a stranger is okay.
Yes.
You don't like the note in this incident.
People nowadays will like make anonymous Instagrams and stuff and do it that way. So this is just another way of doing that, but you're doing it in person because you literally just witnessed it with your own eyes.
Well, wait. How strange is a stranger? My thoughts would be if that note came to me, I would think they must have experience dating this guy and he's no good. You know what I mean?
Oh. I would be like, put your phone number on this little letter. I need to talk to you.
A sentence isn't enough.
No.
I need like a witness statement.
I still think that like I honestly think though that Hannah's right. Like there's no incident, not a single incident that I feel like a stranger, other than like you feel like they're in an abusive relationship, that you should step into someone else's relationship that you don't know. Like if I'm walking down the street and I see, or I'm watching at a restaurant and this guy is not paying attention to his wife and he's texting the entire time, I shouldn't walk up and be like, yo, he should be paying attention to you. What if he's texting because their kid is sick? What if he's texting because there's a work emergency? Like mind your own business because you have no idea what is happening in that incident. Unless you feel like there's an extreme, like, oh my God, this guy could be abusive, I'm going to step in.
That's different. That's
completely different. But you should never go, you should do better, you should be treated better. Like, you have no idea why he is treating her that way in this brief moment. Nobody wants to be judged on their worst day. And you as a stranger, get off your high horse and your pedestal, because that's crazy to me. Stay out of your way.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying there has to be some type of connection. Either it's a friend, either it's somebody who's dated this person before.
Feels a little bit different, because then you're like, I know him, he's a jerk. But even then, I feel like people change. Like, that guy wasn't a good boyfriend to you. He might be a better boyfriend to her. And now you're
Legitimate proof that he did something horrible. Like, I do think, you know, always give people the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. But if he does something horrible that you see, then I think it's okay to say it. Because what if that's the final nail in the coffin for that girl to be like, oh, I'm in a toxic relationship. Okay. I needed to see it through somebody else's eyes.
Sometimes we do miss it. So maybe you're like, hey, like, thank God that stranger said something to me.
Yeah.
If someone was choking, you would try to save them. If someone was in danger, you would try to save them. So, hey, if they're in a bad relationship, is it the stranger's job to step in and say something? 314-531-9898. Weigh in on this. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and the story is going viral, and it just brought up an interesting conversation about how this woman was on a date, started dating this guy, been on a few dates, and then these two women walk up to her and say, you can do better. They slipped her a note. And it just made us have a conversation. Like, were they looking out for her? Would you want that to happen? Is that girl code? But like, what if you're witnessing this guy just treat somebody like complete trash? Like, all of a sudden, he's just being rude. He's checking out the waitress. Should a stranger then step in? They don't know the relationship. It is just a snapshot of the one date. Do you think it's girl code to be like, looking out for another girl? This guy is not treating you right. Like AB had pointed out, sometimes we're blind to our own relationships and you don't see it. And Hannah pointed out that like everyone has a bad day. 314-531-9898. Teresa, do you think that a stranger should say something?
No, no. And I think I can only speak for my relationship, but if somebody passed me a note, I have complete trust and I'd be like, do you need glasses? Have you seen my husband?
You'd be like my wife, and my wife would say, yes, I know I can do better.
Oh my God.
Who I have.
I would literally just look at them, laugh, and shake my head. I'd just let it go.
Thank you so much for the call. I do think it's an interesting conversation to be like, sometimes we don't see things, but I also think that like as a stranger, sometimes we're just worried about like, we all got like, it's like people in glass houses, man. Like, is your relationship perfect? Is everything you've done perfect? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a million other things I got to worry about than I have to worry about somebody else sitting next to me at the booth over who I'm barely getting.
And a lot of people
Snapchats.
Just look for the wrong things. Like, you're looking for something to be wrong, and you cannot define someone's relationship that quickly unless like it's literally like blatantly abusive. But if it's just your opinion of like, oh, he's not paying enough attention to her, that is not a justified thing.
But it would, like, if you got that note and you're in a relationship and a stranger said that to you, it would really make you examine.
It would make me anxious as hell.
Yeah, like, am I being treated the right way? Like, other people don't think I'm being treated right, and they don't know me at all.
I would hate to receive that note. That would make me, like, that would keep me up at night, even if it was perfect.
Yeah. Sarah, this actually happened to you. Someone slipped you a note?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So I had gone on multiple dates with this Tinder match that I had been on. This is like years ago, almost a decade ago. It feels like a decade ago. But anyways, I had a stranger, a guy, he slipped me a note. He said, hey, he just put something in your drink. And him and his wife were like giving me the face of, yes, like we just watched him do that.
Oh, no.
So then what happens next? So did you discover what was in your drink?
Did you like do the turntable thing where you switch the drinks and he's drinking the drink?
Right.
No. So what I did was quote, accidentally spilled it on him.
Nice. Very creative.
Very strategic.
And, so he ran to the bathroom, and I called my roommate at the time, and I was like, I need you to come get me. It's a 911. The guy deleted his profile the whole night. I reported it to the police, but they said they couldn't really do anything because the profile had been deleted, the messages had been deleted the whole night. I reported it to, like, the Tinder, because, like, once you report things to Tinder, they will ban that phone number. Mm-hmm. But the problem is people can change their phone number and whatnot. So I don't know if they ever caught him or anything, but the fact that I had been on multiple dates with someone who was, like, he was not a weird-looking guy or anything. Yeah. He was a normal-looking gentleman, and he went to college, came from a really good family, and I was like, wow, there are some scary people in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that is definitely a circumstance where a note is justified.
Definitely
needed. I mean, praise that couple that was looking out for you.
Yeah. I think they wanted to intervene, but at the same time, we were in, like, a crowded bar, and you can't really hear much in a crowded bar. But then again, also, I don't know. That was a scare. And then ever since then, I'm like, no, I'll just get my own drink.
Yeah. Like, no kidding.
Yeah. That is a dating, like a dating PSA. Yeah. Wow. That is a crazy story.
I was 21 and it was my first time, like, out being in a bar and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, yeah, from now on, I will get my own drink. And I'm like 33 now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'll just get my own drink.
What a lesson learned. And I wonder what that guy, like, you spilled a drink on him. He's like, oh, let me go clean this off in the bathroom. And you sprint, have your roommate pick you up and go off and hide. I wonder what happens when he gets back to the table
and you're gone. Yeah.
And he, like, yeah. I wonder if he realized, like.
Well, who cares what he thinks?
Well,
I don't care. I'm happily married now to a stud, so I'm great.
Everything happens for a reason.
Thank you so much for the call. I love the happy ending. I got a stud. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
This is big. There's been a 7-minute voice memo released from Justin Baldoni, and the tea is hot. I'll give you a recap of it in 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
I have to stretch before I say the story, but it's a new week, which means, of course, there's new drama to Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. This time, we actually have a foreseeable end to all this chaos, and if you haven't heard what's going on, actress Blake Lively and movie producer Justin Baldoni are both suing each other for smear campaigns, and it is ugly. I'm talking 100-page lawsuits, conspiracy theories. I basically have, like, a degree in all this drama because I've covered it so much. I mean, it's actually crazy. So to start out the latest update, Justin Baldoni and his lawyers released a 7-minute voice memo that Justin recorded and sent to Blake. I listened to the whole thing, and basically the gist of it is that he's apologizing, validating her feelings, and kind of, like, reiterating how excited he is to work with her as she's such a creative person. But there's definitely some parts in this 7-minute, like, audio clip that made me kind of cock my head. Like, basically, one of the times was how the memo all started out in the first place.
Hey, Blake. It is 2 in the morning. Hopefully this does not wake you up. Wow. There's so much I want to say to you, and I hope that we can FaceTime or see each other in person soon and get to talk more. But I'm just going to send you a few thoughts, and hopefully it's not going to be more than a few minutes. But I don't have the best track record. I don't think either one of us have the best track record for our voice memos.
When that was, like, right out the gate, that was the first 30 seconds of the 7-minute audio clip. When I heard that first 30 seconds, I'm like, this sounds like a text or like a voicemail that your ex-boyfriend would leave you, like, after you don't want to talk to him anymore.
It does.
This, like, gives me the ick. Okay. And I've been very team Justin, but, like, that beginning part, I was like, But the message just kind of kept getting more ironic. Sometimes where it seemed like fake and scripted because of the situation and how it played out. Like this one, he's confessing and saying he's very self-aware of when he oversteps, which is like crazy ironic.
One thing you should know about me is I will admit and apologize when I fail. I am far from perfect. I am a very flawed man, as my wife will attest. And And I'm going to fuck up. I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm going to put my foot in my mouth.
Clearly.
I'm going to piss you off, probably, but I will always apologize and find my way back to center. That is one thing I can assure you of. And I'm sorry I made you feel that way. That must have felt terrible. And I will for sure do better.
That is really ironic that he said that in a voice memo to her, given the fact about how things turned out of them suing each other, her suing him over sexual harassment, and him suing her over like a smear campaign. So it's crazy that that was listed in this voice memo.
Yeah, I got the impression because he references like this meeting with, we've heard all about that. He went to the house of Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, and we think that it's Taylor Swift because he mentioned in the lawsuit a megastar was there. And then in the voice memo, he mentions that, you know, her other friend was there, two of the most creative people. So we think it's Taylor Swift. And he felt ambushed in that situation. For me, it seems like a guy who was apologizing when he didn't react well from being ambushed. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. It's his movie and he feels ambushed. He's going to be angry, but it sounds like he's apologizing for an angry outburst that have hurt her and offended her. For me, it validated a lot of those feelings that I've had this entire time. That like neither of them look really good. It does right. Look like a Blake is a bully who is really challenging to work with. And for me, he thought this voice memo, I think, was going to, in this voice note he was releasing to her, was going to show people that he was apologizing. But it sounds like, for me, this is how it sounds, just me personally. It sounds like a guy who was apologizing after he did something that crossed the line. Like, I'm sorry I did that. And that's actually what the movie is about. His character, Ryle, isn't like the stereotypical abuser. He has angry outbursts every now and then who's super charming, and then he apologizes and smoozes her. And that's what I felt like I was listening to. I felt like somebody who had crossed the line, apologized, realized he was wrong. So for me, I don't think Justin Baldoni is this monster that Blake Lively is describing, but it does sound like both of them had crossed the line. That's what I got from it.
Yeah, I can agree with you on the fact that it kind of validates that both of them don't look good in this. Yeah. She sounds like a brat because there's more audio about him being like, you know, it's, I've heard about you having a hard time working with producers in the past and them like, you know, overstepping. And I'm so sorry that you went through that. And I hope that you don't feel that way. So clearly she's had problems in the past with other people that she's worked with, which basically means that she's... could be difficult is yes. what I gained from that.
Agreed.
And then he in this sounds like he's crossed the line in some ways and he feels bad and he's apologetic.
And does anyone else think it's weird? I don't really know because I know the TV and movie and music is different, but at 2 o'clock in the morning, voice memo feels weird too.
It seems to me it'd be
like inappropriate maybe. I don't
better
know.
To say, hey, I'm sorry. We need to talk this out.
I don't know. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
okay, I just had something randomly come to my mind. You know how when sometimes you watch a show, you get like so into it where you kind of start acting like a character? Maybe that's what happened with this. Like
it does
maybe
feel that way,
he was so in deep with this movie that he started picking up some of the traits that Ryle did.
Yeah, and the other thing I told Hannah this off air, and I want to reiterate this, the weirdest thing of all this though to me, because I do think both of them look bad, is what the hell is Taylor Swift at that meeting for?
Right.
Like I understand she's a creative person and she's your friend, but like here I brought my friend who does music, has never made a movie before, but she's made a 7-minute music video. She's great. Like she is one of the most intimidating personalities in the world. Like she is the biggest star.
No reason to be there.
To bring Taylor Swift there does feel like really messed up and manipulative of Blake Lively, because you know that as soon as you walk into a meeting and you're staring across Taylor Swift, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, and he's there by himself to talk about his movie he's directing, you're kind of like,
that is an ambush.
Yeah, that's an ambush. That's so messed up of Blake Lively to do. That is crazy.
She knew what she was doing. Okay, and the other part of this update is that we finally do have an end date. A judge filed for trial, and that will be taking place on March 6th, 2026. So we got a year left to hash this out. Awesome. So buckle up, people. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We're going to play the one-word story game here on the Brett Megas Show as we are commercial-free. How this works is I'm going to give you one word, and then you have to guess who you think this story is. I know whose story this is, who it belongs to. Is it Hannah's story? Is it Kevin's story? Is it AB's story? Whose story did this... whose story did this happen in their life? And then I'll give you a second word, and then we'll try to guess. And at the end, you raise your hand if this story is you. Okay? So, you, Hannah, you guess if you think it's AB and Kevin. AB, if you think if it's Hannah and Kevin, because you guys should know, all right?
Okay.
The first word is listener. Someone had an interaction with a listener recently.
Mm. Okay.
Argument. Did someone have an argument with a listener recently?
Well, I'm voting Hannah.
Why, Kevin? Yeah, you think Hannah's most likely to have an...
I think Hannah's most likely to get into an argument with a listener.
Wow. That says a lot about you, Hannah.
And a lot of her family listens, too, so I think that it could be a personal thing.
Oh, okay. How about arrest?
What?
Still arrest?
Yep.
You were in jail this weekend, Hannah?
Everyone now thinks it's Hannah.
Okay, the part is I don't... You is don't know it if it's me?
Last word I'll give you. Robbery.
Oh, listener. Okay, it is me.
It is. This is Hannah.
What?
This is Hannah's story involves a listener, an argument, an arrest, and a robbery. Right?
Yeah, that did happen this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wait till you guys hear what happened this weekend that involves a listener, an argument, arrest, and a robbery in 3 minutes. Has anyone ever had a wild, crazy Uber experience? Or if you're an Uber driver, like, oh my God, this happened in my Uber. 314-531-9898. What's the craziest Uber story you've ever heard? We just got done playing the one word story game where I give one word at a time and then the person comes clean and says, this story is about me. And it was Hannah who has a story about a listener, an argument, an arrest, and a robbery.
Facts. Yes.
So what happened, Hannah, this weekend?
So this weekend, I got in my Uber heading to Cody Johnson, and I get in the car, and I realize that my Uber driver is a Brett Mega Show listener.
Really?
Hey,
and
we got one.
Yes, hey. One fan. And I was very excited. I was talking to him about him. He said he's been a Y98 fan forever, has loved Kevin, listened to him since high school.
Got a poster of Kevin in his house.
Right. And we got to having some conversation, and I asked him, I was like, okay, you've been doing Uber for a while. Do you have any like bad stories? Have you ever had anything go wrong? And he said, oh yeah. And I was like, okay, what? He said he picked up a couple from Foot Locker, the store, and he said that right away he could tell something was sketch because before he even like stopped the car or put it in park, these people were like pulling on the door handles, like ready to get in the car quickly. And he's like, okay. And he dropped them off 2 minutes away. So it was like a very, very short ride. And then dropped him off, whatever. He's like, okay, those people were just weird. Well, then all of a sudden the next day, the Uber driver gets a knock on his door, bang, bang, bang. It's the police, and they have a warrant for his arrest.
Oh,
apparently, the couple that he picked up from Foot Locker, they robbed the place. And so they got an Uber as like the getaway car.
Who calls an Uber as your getaway driver?
Wow.
Like,
so
waiting out on the
sidewalk?
You have
a lot of faith in that Uber.
He had a warrant for his arrest for like being an accomplice in this robbery.
Oh, no.
And the Uber driver is also in medical school. So he's like, what the hell? I cannot have a warrant for my arrest as I'm in medical school. Like, this is very serious. So it ended up all getting worked out after like the FBI, you know, figured it out.
After the FBI figured it out.
Lawyers in court and all that. And our Uber driver is now a free man.
He's a free man.
But yeah, that was crazy. I was expecting him to be like, oh, you know, I've had someone puke in the backseat or something. Not that he was tied in with a massive crime.
Oh my God. And I love how you're like, the FBI got involved. Good.
Yeah, like what?
I'm glad our boy is free.
Yeah, I know. And he can listen to our show now.
Good
now
for
he's
him.
Not going to be in prison.
That is a crazy Uber
well,
story.
Well, no doubt. That's a crazy. You don't think about that when you want to become an Uber driver.
No.
What happens if I'm an accomplice in a robbery?
Yeah.
And you don't like know. Like he said, like you don't know who you're picking up. Like you can't like, look at someone and be like, oh,
wow.
Don't want them. So yeah, he had no idea. And you can't really like ask. What's going on?
Anyone out there have another crazy story? Like, oh my God, either you as an Uber driver or you heard it from an Uber driver like Hannah did, or maybe you experienced it. 314-531-9898. It's Y98 St. Louis. Uber drivers have the craziest stories. What is the craziest Uber driver experience you've ever had? Whether you're an Uber driver yourself and like, oh my God, wait till you hear this story, or you were in an Uber, or an Uber driver told you the story, like Hannah, 314-531-9898. Hannah's Uber driver told her one time he was an accessory to a robbery.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Without even knowing it.
Robbed a Foot Locker as the getaway car. They called an Uber. That is really interesting.
That's what we came to in 2025. You just come running out,
and then you're just like waiting for the Uber. Yeah. Oh, he's here. Good. Yeah, hop in.
He's on the wrong street.
Yeah. Yeah. Danielle, you're an Uber driver yourself, huh?
Yes.
What's the craziest story that's ever happened to you as an Uber driver?
I picked up these young 20-somethings from Soulard.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
They didn't pay attention to the size car that they ordered. So there was like 10 of them. And they lapped up. I had like two people in my front seat and like six in the back. Someone was like, there was people in my trunk.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
I was like, I don't think this is safe.
Honestly, though, all the more power to you, because there is nothing worse than an Uber driver. Like, if you have one extra person and they're like, they can't come in. That has happened to me so many times.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yes.
I mean, when you're getting picked up from Soulard, you'll go with anybody, so I would be the person in the trunk.
Danielle's just like, lay back in the trunk and just, you know, we'll get there when we get there. Let's do it. Yeah. It's like one of those clown cars that people just keep piling out of. Yeah. That's what Danielle looks
That's exactly what it reminded me of.
Well, thank you for doing your, you know, civic duty for all of us. We appreciate it, Danielle.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
We're going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and I'm going to tell you about all the trending stories. I'm going to read a headline, and then Hannah, you tell me which ones I should scroll past and which ones I should give people details on and just keep it moving. Starbucks is making some big changes.
Like what?
They're bringing back the cozy coffee house vibe, they say. You know, they're bringing back the Sharpies and cups where they write your name on the cup. Because now they just
took it away?
Yeah, they just type it in. And it's like printed on a
I didn't realize they stopped doing it. But yeah, they did.
Yep. And so they're bringing back the Sharpies. And I saw a commercial recently saying they're going to be back spelling your name wrong and calling you a different name. Like, I always get Brad. I'm always like, Brad, your order's ready. I'm like, it's Brett.
Mm. Your name's not even hard.
Yeah, I know. They said they're also going to bring ceramic cups back from inside. They're going to bring out the hangout area where you can do your own cream and sugar, because they took all that away during COVID. So they're making some changes to Starbucks.
You know what? I think that will really help them, because I feel like they've gotten so modernized. Everything's like super transactional, and that's not like the OG Starbucks that we all know.
It's not the coffee house vibe they wanted. Right. Yep. What's more dangerous, bees or sharks?
I'm scared of both of them. Keep it moving.
One's 50 times more dangerous than the other.
Probably the bee.
Yep. Do you have Cheeto hands?
Always. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so AB eats Cheetos literally for breakfast every single day. Mm-hmm. And then she works with Cheeto hands while she works. Well, apparently she's not alone, which we thought she was, who does this. There's a brand new font inspired by people who have orange fingertips caused by the snack. It's called the Other Hand font, and you can download it at Cheetos.com, and it literally tells you, hey, I wrote this with the other hand and typed this slowly because my hands are full of Cheeto dust.
That's awesome.
I'm here for it.
A guy's Apple Watch saves his life.
How?
A guy, Apple Watch, saved his life last week after he hurt his leg skiing in Washington State. It sent out an SOS after he tumbled 1,000 feet down a mountain, and the Apple Watch recognized it and called 911 for him and reached out to somebody, and they were able to find him and locate him because of the Apple Watch.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. I need your advice on navigating a tricky situation with my father-in-law. He's been staying with me for the past couple of weeks and helping me with doing some repairs and even some remodeling of my house after we had some water damage. And so I want to know, like, should I pay him? Do I get him a gift? What do I do when a family member helps you out? 314-531-9898. Let me explain kind of what he's done and what his ability to do. Like, he is really extremely handy. He's like a carpenter by trade. And so my wife's biological father has come and stayed with us for the last couple of weeks, and he's really good at all this stuff. I think he enjoys it, and he wanted to help his daughter out. And so he's done a lot of repair work, a lot of remodeling work for her. And I think by the end of the week, on Friday, he's going to be leaving and heading back, and we'll be done with it all. I don't really know what we're supposed to do, because it was so much work. Should I just like give him a check? Do I ask him for like an invoice at the end? Do we get him a really nice gift? Ooh. When it's family, how do you handle that situation? 314-531-9898. And I will admit, he has done a lot.
I think this situation is really tricky because truly every single family is different. And I realized this with my ex-boyfriend's family. They like pay each other to help one another.
Oh, they will.
And my family is the opposite. Like my family, like you just do something because you're family. Like we just watched my sister's baby while she had another child. And we would never expect her to like pay us for watching a kid or like anything like that. My mom would watch her son every day and like still no payment would be expected. Like you just help family because it's family. I do think it would be nice to maybe like take him to dinner or something, but like to have like an invoice or like hundreds of dollars that you would pay him, I don't think.
Originally that was the plan. I was just going to take him to like a nice dinner. And now I'm feeling like there's a part of me that's feeling guilty that like he's done so much and probably saved us so much money if I were to, you know, I wouldn't have been able to afford it. But if I'm also being completely transparent, I'm running out of budget. I'm like exceeded the budget. And so I'm balling on a budget too. Like money's a little tight for me and I'm feeling it.
A nice dinner to me is kind of eh.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's expecting money. To me, it would almost mean more if like, because he doesn't live here, you know, whenever he goes home, if you find something when you're out that just reminds you of him and you're like, oh, I think he would like this. Like getting a present later on, just being like, I thought of you and just wanted to thank you again.
A gift
just,
of some sort.
Yeah.
Like a material thing or experience of some sort.
It doesn't have to be this like huge thing, but it's like, oh, I was out and saw this and thought of you. I don't know. That means more to me.
You know, another thing I think you can do too, because you always want to keep this guy in your service.
Kevin.
Keep him coming back.
Get him a Yelp review.
No. Well, I think kind of, you know, when it's all finished, have you and Katie and the kids go around and send him a video thanking him in each place he's done. Say, man, this is awesome.
That's really creative,
this is really cool. This is really different. This is really unique. Huh. And we greatly appreciate you being a part of this and making this happen.
Being able to use the like areas that he had created. And
yeah,
those
and
moments.
Like sending pictures over the next couple weeks or months of you guys using those things and enjoying them and stuff like that to just keep it going.
Shout out Papa Dave.
Yeah, this is why I go to you guys for advice. This is better than I had. I was just going to like give him like $100 like on a Visa gift card.
Well, that wouldn't hurt either. I think that's very kind though too. I mean, anything to show your appreciation.
What I was really going to do is we get like a Starbucks gift card from Hannah when it's our birthday. I was going to re-gift him that.
Oh, boy. Well, it doesn't even work. I've been failing, so don't do that.
314-531-9898. When it's family, are you supposed to pay family for the work? Are they supposed to do it for you because that's her dad? And this is him stepping up and being a dad to his daughter. Should I give him some money? Is there a gift that you think that would be a good idea? Something creative like Kevin suggested? 314-531-9898. Thanks for rolling with us this past 60 minutes commercial free. If you were listening on the Odyssey app, you just instantly qualified for $5,000. That's how it works. You qualify for $5,000 a day when you hit the 60 minute mark when you listen on the Odyssey app. So when you listen to Y98 for 60 minutes, qualify for $5,000 a day. And you can do that every single day, by the way. Get paid to listen and hang out. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Everybody has family drama. We all know that. But the Cyrus family? They're next level right now. I'll go over what's going down between them at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
The Cyrus family has gone through the ringer, especially of recently. You've got mom Tish Cyrus, who's like with one of her daughter's exes. You got multiple very opinionated daughters. And lately, you have dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, having a complete crash-out performance at Donald Trump's Liberty Ball. If you haven't heard this audio yet, I feel like I almost need to give like a trigger warning. It's very clear that in this audio, Billy Ray was not doing well. He was going through it. Billy Ray, he blames it, I guess, on technical difficulties, but he sounds like he's on a substance.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's alcohol. I don't know whether it's
drugs. It
looks
like he's intoxicated of some sort. It looks like he's, like, clearly his son then posted, like, did I think I know what your problem is? But it sounds like, yeah, he is clearly on some sort of drugs.
Yeah, I mean, his whole family went to social media. His ex-wife, like Tish Cyrus, went to social media saying he's not okay.
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to. I can't no more. Y'all can put your hands together now. I like that.
if you encourage him out, keep going.
I don't encourage him. Keep going. That's for sure. But his son actually threatened to take legal action against Billy Ray Cyrus. Like, really, really bad things. Well, Billy just replied back a week later on social media with a song about, like, a prayer. And then the caption said, "Praying for my family, for my children, sons, and daughters, and their mother. Let this moment be the start of healing for us all." Which I think is like a weird message. There's no self-accountability in that. Like, you're saying, "I'm praying for my family." I don't know. I clearly there's something going on. Yep. And there's a lot that we need to learn more about it. I just hope that they can figure it out, because it's really sad to see such a big family be so severed in so many ways. There's problems with their mom. There's problems with their dad. There's problems with the siblings not liking each other. So I hope they figure it out and Billy gets better, because that performance was not...
He is clearly fighting some demons.
Right.
Yeah, that was not good. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Megamind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Let's give it to you. If you want to text in, your guess is 314-531-9898. According to new research, it reveals that 39% of American adults have at least one of these.
I'm going to say a pair of boots. So whether it be like Ugg boots, snow boots.
Pull out the bowl, good boots, old boots.
High-heeled boots. Americans have at least one pair of boots.
I was going to say a fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher. 39% of Americans got a fire extinguisher.
I just had to pick mine up for my apartment. A phone?
Huh? A phone. You think 60% of the country does not have a...
No, I guess not kids. Wait, oh, doesn't have this?
No, it has it. Oh, yeah. So you bet kids? All right. I feel like everybody's got a phone.
Not necessarily.
All right.
Don't call, and some people have two phones.
Okay. No, AB is not correct. 39% of Americans have this.
That answer is coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. According to new research, 39% of American adults have at least one of these.
Our friend
AB thinks it's a phone. All of us all of us adults without phones, raise your hand.
Yeah, no kidding. Our friend Dave texted in, and he is guessing that it's roommate.
Ooh, roommate.
Ooh,
good
that's
guess.
A good guess. Yep.
It's not a roommate. It is not a phone.
Is it a tattoo?
Why did you say that, Kevin?
I just thought, you know what? If it's not a fire extinguisher, it's a tattoo.
Kevin's right. It's a tattoo.
Really?
Wow, but only 35. I would think that'd be a little higher. That's
why. 39% of American adults
have
at least.
I thought this whole time you were saying 99%. Not 39.
Oh, that's why I was wondering why you guys.
That's why I was like, I'm not that crazy.
Yeah, 39%.
Now I get it.
Oh,
she's like, why
gosh.
Am I being
welcome
shamed?
Welcome to the show, AB.
Yeah, welcome. It's just 9 o'clock. We've been doing a show together for 3 hours, and AB just got up.
Mega Minds.
I'm not going to lie. When I saw that Hannah went to Cody Johnson with who she went, I literally looked at her like Instagram when I saw her posted. I was like, is that who I think it is? Hannah went to a concert with her cousin who recently got married, who demoted her from maid of honor.
Oh,
and I was like, wow, that's good that you guys are still tight like that, Hannah. Good for you guys.
Yeah, so let's start from the beginning, I
if
guess.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know this story. So like 2 years ago, my cousin asked me to be her maid of honor in her wedding. And I was stoked. My cousin and I have always been incredibly close. She's not even my cousin. I swear she's my sister. She's been my rock forever. So, of course, she asked me to be her maid of honor. Well, she asked me to be the maid of honor right when I started this job. And I was really overwhelmed and busy. And I'll be the first one to say, I didn't do anything. Like, I literally was the worst maid of honor ever. I did nothing. I planned nothing. Like, I wouldn't reply to texts. I wouldn't, like, I literally was awful. And then I also called her a bridezilla on air. So I blame the entire Brett Mega Show for my demotion as well. And
so
she,
all of a sudden it changed on the wedding website. Like, I don't even know if Hannah had a formal, like, because remember going into the wedding, if you were listening, we didn't know what her role was going to be.
Correct.
We just know it got changed on the Knots website. You know, like brides have those websites. And then when the wedding actually happened, they're like, you could give a speech at the...
at the rehearsal dinner. We're like, Hannah, you are not the maid of honor. Right. You are giving it. Hannah's like, really, I'm not? We're like, no, you are not.
Her and I never had like a falling out.
Never
per
like
se.
A big argument, right?
We never had like an argument. We never even talked about the demotion. It just happened, and
I just demoted you.
Right. I honestly, I'm not even mad at her for demoting me. Yeah. I deserved it. I was awful, and so her and I kind of stopped talking a little bit, not because we were fighting, but just. I don't know. Things got awkward, I guess.
Yeah, it's just more like, yeah, like avoiding it, like avoiding the awkwardness.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Like, I don't want to bring up those bad memories for her if I traumatized her calling a bridezilla or whatever. And so recently I've just been like reflecting on like who I want in my life, who I value in my life. And we also just had our grandpa pass away. And so family's been really important to me. So I was like, you know what? I should reach out to her and invite her to go to Cody Johnson with me. To hopefully like repair this relationship and have things be less awkward. And guys, it was so fun. It
really?
Felt like we never had any awkwardness Good. Between the two of us. It was so much fun. No parts about maid of honor or bridezillas or the wedding got brought up. We were just focused on having fun together, having drinks, listening to country music. And gossiping about other parts of our life.
Good,
so it ended up being really good.
Next concert, she's probably going to be like, well, Hannah wasn't that much fun. Does AB want to go with me?
Yeah, right.
She got demoted.
I'm going to get demoted as concert partner for not being fun enough.
I think that shows a level of maturity and just shows your family can get through anything. Even
Absolutely.
You doing a terrible job of being a crappy maid of honor.
Yeah.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.